South Summit School Board wants to create a 30-year master plan that can be used as a guide into the year 2050. This work will also be used to educate the community about future facility needs, which will require either a bond resolution or a tax increase for the school district. Business Administrator Kit Piccolo says the student growth and current tax rate should sustain operations this year. He does not anticipate a tax increase. The board has not finished negotiations with teachers yet, so cost of living increases have not been finalized.
We'll honor the step and lane changes. I think the board has approved that. The big issue still on the table, and we have not finished negotiations, is what will be the cost of living increase on the salary schedule. Hopefully we'll start finalizing some of those numbers, and those are some of the things that are still outstanding in order to complete the budget for next year. Both sides freely, you know, expressing their needs and desires, and I feel very optimistic.
Superintendent Chad Sorensen says everyone is welcome to visit their new Silver Summit Academy facility at the bottom of the Silver Creek neighborhood. It's a K-12 blended learning school that offers independent and guided instruction.
The learning is structured to be online and also face-to-face. They do have an extended calendar. Eventually, it will probably come to where it's open from August 1st to June 30th. Right now, they will finish up in mid-June.
Sorensen says his district was one of the first to implement safety measures like keeping doors locked and installing cameras on the outside of the building. He says the projects this summer will be to create entryways that will force visitors into the office area where they can obtain credentials. Bigelow says there are other capital projects that will be started this summer as well.
This summer we will be working on some security issues in each of our schools, and that will probably be the major capital project. Along with that, as we did our master planning process a year or two ago, we identified specific needs in each of the buildings, and we're trying to move forward with that. Just last week, the board approved for a new construction manager, general contractor, and we hope to still meet this week and get them up to speed and start some of those projects immediately.
Graduation is Thursday, May 24th, with about 100 graduates. Most students heading off to college attend in-state schools, but Sorensen says they do have a handful who will go out of state.
Last night we had a scholarship gala, and we were able to award $39,500 to students, and then this coming week, their other scholarship offers will come in, and we'll be able to see what the average offer was to our students. Last year, it was close to $10,000 per student, so that was exciting.
That's South Summit School District Superintendent Shad Sorensen. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.